Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Tonight's guest, Dr. Larry Santora, a board-certified cardiologist, co-author of the OC Heart Diet, and a true legend, Dick Butkus, NFL Hall of Famer, will be with us tonight.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. Our first guest is Dr. Larry Santora, who's a board-certified cardiologist. Later in the show, we'll be meeting a true legend, Dick Butkus, Hall of Famer. You won't want to miss this show. Larry, welcome to Straight
Thanks
Talk.
Thanks for having me today. Thank you.
Our pleasure. You are a board-certified cardiologist, also co-author of the OC Heart Diet. Right. Tell us what your practice involves.
Well, we're part of a 12-man cardiology group, and our traditional training in cardiology has been to fix advanced disease in heart disease. So we're good in putting in stents, we're good in putting in pacemakers, we're good in putting in doing open heart surgery and bypass surgery. But I've been in practice 28 years, and I learned a long time ago that it was better to prevent disease rather than treat it when it became too advanced. So about 5 or 6 years ago, scans came out called electron beam CT scans, where we're able to, for the first time, non-invasively see plaque build up in the heart. And based on that, the studies show that if you have plaque building up in your heart, even if you have normal cholesterol, even if you have no symptoms, if we can get to you early enough and put you on cholesterol medicines and modify your lifestyle, we can prevent the vast majority of these people from going on and having a heart attack or possibly dying suddenly. Because when you think about it, half of all heart attacks occur without any warning. And the reason is, when heart attacks occur, the artery is not severely narrow. You just have some plaque lining the arteries. And if you can treat that plaque and make it less likely to break off and cause clot formation in the arteries, you can prevent heart attacks. But the dilemma that we have is half of all people with heart attacks have normal cholesterol. Their cholesterol is perfectly normal. So how do you get to them? You can't put everybody in the world on cholesterol medicines. It's expensive. There's side effects. And so with the scan, it has really revolutionized the approach to heart disease. And after seeing so many people with what I would think no risk factors and having lots of plaque build up in the heart, and after meeting Dick Butkus, we decided to come up with a book called The OC Heart Diet. And what it does, it's really a three-part book. The first part describes an approach to heart disease in this country where we choose who should have the scans, and based on what we find in the scan, how do we treat the results. And then we have a diet that's a moderate carbohydrate diet, and then we have an exercise program that emphasizes strength training as well as aerobic exercise. But the key to this is really detecting heart disease early, and that's the gist behind the book. If we treat people early, we can save lives and we'll save money.
And so you and Dick Butkus and
Dr. Armantrout
wrote the OC Heart Diet.
Right.
And it describes the benefits of electron beam CT scans.
Exactly. And the electron beam CT scan is a unique tool. There's no other CT scan like it. It's very, very fast. So, you know, the heart's the only organ that moves. So you have to have, it's like
the heart is the only organ that moves?
It moves all the time.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, so the imaging of a heart is totally different than of your brain or anything else. So you have to have a very fast camera, and that's what the CT scan is, electron beam.
Well, I went down to the Orange County Vital Imaging in the last month or two and had Dr. Santura and his outstanding staff do the scan. And I'm going to share with our audience, even though it's kind of a private matter in a sense, what the photography looks like, and doctor will describe it to you.
Well, this is a picture of the arteries of Art's heart.
And by the way, some people say, I don't have a heart. This proves conclusively.
He does have a heart, but he has a little bit of a problem. This white stuff, these are the arteries on the outside of the heart, the coronary arteries, and there's one down the front, one on the side, and one behind it. And this white stuff is the plaque or atherosclerosis that's developed in his arteries. Now, even if he has normal cholesterol, he should be treated with cholesterol medicines to prevent this plaque from progressing. And if left untreated, that will progress for sure. And that will lead to a heart attack somewhere down the line. So it's an excellent test for him who has some risk factors, not a lot, but you can modify him now and live a normal life with the appropriate treatment.
And you're going to be giving me a stress test.
I'm going to be giving you a stress test to see if that plaque is obstructing blood flow. If it's not obstructing blood flow, then you don't need an angiogram, you don't need a stent, you don't need bypass surgery, but you will need medications, usually cholesterol medicines, and I choose the type of cholesterol medicines based on your cholesterol profile. And then we will repeat the scan in a couple of years and see, yes, if the plaque has progressed or not. And if it has, then we have to treat you even more vigorously.
So here's the fascinating thing. This electron beam CT scan picks up problems early.
Early.
Even if the person is non-symptomatic, and even if they have a normal cholesterol count.
Exactly. You want to pick it up. You can't go by symptoms, that's for sure. Half of all heart attacks occur without any warning. You cannot go by symptoms. If you do have symptoms, then the electron beam CT scan, you should really go see a doctor first.
Okay.
And then let him decide what's the appropriate test.
Here's a colored picture, not of me. What's this?
This is a color. We can also do what's called CT angiography with this test, where we inject dye into the artery, and this is somebody who's had bypass surgery, and we can see the bypass grafts and see if they're closed or not. And so there's other things that we can do with the scanner, and it also picks up other problems. The aorta, which is a big tube that comes out of the heart, if that's enlarged, that's an aneurysm, and that can rupture, and we can pick up that with the scanner. So we can pick up not only plaque in the arteries, we can pick up enlargement of your aorta that may cause sudden death by a ruptured aneurysm. And of course, we can see the lungs, and we get exquisite detail of the lungs to pick up early cancers. And if you so choose, we can go down and check your abdomen for cancers, aneurysms, and things like that.
It's really extraordinary. One of my close friends had 5 stunts put in his heart, and after he was all stunted out, doctor said, you really need a new heart. And at the age of 70, got a new heart transplant,
yeah,
and is successful at the miracle of modern medicine.
Right. And so now if he had surgery or a scan maybe 8 years prior, he probably could have been treated. I don't know his history, but the idea is to pick it up early,
sure,
treat it early, and prevent the need for expensive invasive testing.
Okay, stay with us. You won't want to miss the rest of our show. We'll be joined by Dick Butkus.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you.
For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
Italy's a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow! This food is really groovy.
Yeah!
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
The Long Beach Armada. That's right, baseball fans. Your 2006 Long Beach Armada are back for another great season of Golden Baseball League action. Professional baseball the whole family can afford. Check out all the home game action at Blair Field. Tickets starting at just $7. Big League Baseball fun without the big league prices. Opening night is June 12th. Family fun, family entertainment. It's Long Beach Armada Baseball. For tickets, call 562-434-7161 or online at longbeacharmada.com.
Welcome back. Joined now by a true legend, Dick Butkus. Thank you for being a guest on our show, Dick.
We're good.
As most of our viewers know, Dick is an NFL Hall of Famer, played in 8 Pro Bowls. But he's here not to talk about football so much, but about the fact that an EBCT body scan saved your life. Tell us how that all came about.
Well, I, through a friend, arranged a scan for me, and so on Friday, this was going to be done on a Monday, so Friday I went to Death Valley at like 120-some degrees, and I worked out all day. You know, I'm getting ready for the test, like that's going to change anything. So I show up at over there at the in Orange County, and so they do the scan, and I went with a buddy, and we were both waiting a couple minutes, and well, you go first. So he went in, came out right away, everything's fine. I go in there, and flick on the screen, and they're saying, well, your lungs are fine, kidney fine, and they turn it off, and then he comes walking in with the white coat, right? And I said, who's this? You know, and so this is Dr. Santori, he's the cardiologist. And I said, yeah, because I thought it was a joke. So he started explaining about how this will show up, any abnormalities in your scan will show, you know, white.
Sure.
It's calcium buildup and all this
the
stuff,
first
right?
Segment.
So they flick on the screen, and there's 5 big blotches there, and I'm like, whoa, what's this? You know, and they, well, those are blockages, but we don't know how much they are blocking the arteries. What'd you do in your last stress test? And I never had a stress test. So we did a stress test, and, you know, to my surprise, he says, well, you flunked it. You know, there's some problems here. And I'm like, what? Because I'm feeling good, you know, and I've been working out.
No symptoms, no problem, no nothing.
No, nothing. And so the final thing was they're going to schedule an angiogram. And then I thought, wait, you know, they're taking this joke a little bit too far now.
You're still thinking it might be a put-down.
Yeah, because so I had to sign a release, and then that was it. I came back the next day, and the last thing I remembered was getting prepped for the angiogram. After that, I woke up with a bunch of hoses.
You had a 5-way bypass operation that may have saved your life.
Well, I don't think there's any may in there. It did, because when I went back to and had my first checkup with the heart surgeon, I says, come on, what's the deal here? And he said, well, the best way I can explain it to you, Dick, is that you had 1 foot in a grave and 1 on a banana peel, because in 3 months you would have had a big one, and it would have been fatal.
Now, Larry, were you surprised that someone as vigorous and athletic and as big as Dick Butkus would have a problem?
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to be surprised, but the more I've done these scans, the more I realize that the people you think shouldn't have disease do have it. And the people that do have have a lot of risk factors, sometimes they can get by without having any disease. So you just don't know. But the scan is the only way to tell. But Dick is the poster child. No risk factors, no symptoms, tremendous plaque buildup in his heart, you know, tremendous blockages.
And you had occasion to do some work with bodybuilders. Tell us
that. We did. Another time I met Dick, I had a patient, a guy in his late 30s who was a bodybuilder. And he had a weakened heart. We did a scan on him. He had a lot of plaque in his heart, unexpected at that age. And he was doing steroids. And based on that, he arranged for other friends of his, world-class bodybuilders in the caliber of Mr. Universe, Mr. Olympia, that type of. And 14 of them came to the Orange County Heart Institute and OC Vital Imaging. And we put them on stress tests and did echocardiograms, and we scanned them. And half of them had severe advanced heart disease.
Wow.
Plaque buildup.
Wow.
And so this is really the first study showing a relationship between steroids and heart disease.
Because the bodybuilders are all using steroids to bulk up.
To bulk up, and yet they're developing this early atherosclerosis, or hardening of the artery. So I think the future, if that continues, and the trend towards steroid use is growing, that there's going to be a lot of people dying prematurely, that's for sure.
And Dick, you very much are involved in this Mean and Clean campaign to get kids to not use.
Yeah, that started, actually, my son came up with the name, I believe, but I did a reality show last fall where I was supposed to be a head coach of a high school team that wasn't doing so well, and I really thought, well, okay, I'm going to add something as far as football is concerned, but to my surprise, what I learned was not our kids at that school in particular, but a lot of their opponents were all on steroids. It was a common thing.
And these are high school
high schoolers,
and they're on steroids.
And they're on steroids. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? And after I kind of got with Dr. Centaur, Dr. Armitraud, and a few other guys, and we put together like a Team Butkus, which is, you know, a health and wellness. And through that, we found out about a guy named Don Hooten, whose son Taylor Hooten was a high school baseball player, was told by his coach, oh, Taylor, if you want to make it big, you got to take the steroid. You know, didn't say steroid, he said, you just got to get bigger, but didn't tell him how. Lo and behold, he got with his guy teammates, they turn him on the steroids, the father finds out about it, they take him off, they didn't know any better, they cut him off, and for punishment, or he's not going to the junior prom, and the next thing you know, they're looking for Taylor, they go up to his room, and there he's hanging, and commits suicide. Because there's this rage, you know, roid rage, they call it, is, you know, you come off of this, and it affects, you know, the way you act. So we just made a call to Don and heard his story and felt compassion for him and said, well, look, if we can help anyway, we're going to start this Mean and Clean campaign. Wow. And we're going to get it out there.
So depression is one of the byproducts of both using steroids and stopping using steroids.
Yeah, we don't really know a lot about the stopping of it because there's not any studies done because everybody hides their steroid use, especially kids at that age. But it does cause, you know, a tremendous improvement in your muscle mass, and people who they can perform better. But the side effects are at that age are with mood changes. You know,
wow.
Aggression, depression, irritability, and then they can have problems with their livers, and the heart disease can occur at that age, but tends to occur later on in their 30s after they use steroids. So I think there's going to be a whole generation of people with, you know, either emotional problems and early deaths from depression and suicides, and later on from heart disease.
We'll be continuing this fascinating discussion, and you won't believe the next figure that one of the principal uses are women who are not in athletics, believe it or not. We'll be back.
those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have three convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
We're continuing this fascinating discussion with Dr. Larry Santora and the legendary Dick Butkus. A few facts about heart failure. 550,000 cases are diagnosed each year. 5 million people affected. Heart failure affects 1 in 10 patients over the age of 70. Costs exceed $30 billion a year and 285,000 deaths a year. A very serious problem.
Very serious problem.
Dick, when you were playing football, steroids were not a problem then.
No. Back those many years, strength training wasn't really in vogue then. Then about, well, I retired in 73. I think around 74, there was some accounts of possibly some of the San Diego Chargers were on it because the owners start thinking, well, wait a minute, strength training could be helpful. So who do we get? Oh, a former competitive weightlifter. Well, he's got the connections, and you know, from I don't know whether it started in Germany or whatever.
Oh, I see. So the bodybuilding got into steroids a lot before.
I think so.
These sports
and competitive weightlifting.
Sure, sure.
So they hire this guy to be your strength coach,
and he takes with him his background.
And so here's he's handing this stuff out.
Yeah. Women, Larry, use these things for cosmetic purposes?
Well, now, you know, what steroids do is they increase your muscle mass and they decrease your fat. Your body fat goes down if you take high dose of steroids. And women, or young women, are using it to get more cut. So their abdomen show better, the muscles in their abdomen, they have a more angular appearance. And so that's the growing segment, but there's no really hard statistics, but it's about 7% a year in women, but it's a growing segment because they want to, and some of them are competitive athletes and some are just doing it for aesthetic reasons.
And they could gain that result, I imagine, by going to a health club and working out.
They could, yeah. And
that's too easy, though.
That's the hard way.
Well, Dick, you're passionate about this Lean and Clean campaign, and you're going around the country speaking to kids, and I mean, you're such a perfect spokesperson with your incredible career for telling people you can do it the old-fashioned way, to be a little cliche-ish about it.
Well, you know, to say, okay, you get off of steroids, you know, well, okay, what am I going to do in the meantime, Dick? This guy over there and my competitors, they're all on the stuff, and I can honestly say now that there are some cutting edge advancements in training and equipment that you can get bigger and stronger and without the risk of having, you know, problems with your heart and everything else. The problem I see is getting it out. For instance, we're in Long Beach here, and you're a coach at one high school, Larry's at another, and I'm at another. You can't tell me that you don't know some of your athletes are on steroids. So are you going to make the big stand and be the hero of your school and say, okay, boys, it's over with, knowing that maybe Larry's going to say, well, I don't know about it. And I'm going to say, well, good, I hope he does quit, because I'm going to say a word.
Pressure on coaches to win, needless to say.
There it is. So what Mean and Clean is, I mean, we just want to get the awareness out of there. I mean, isn't it unbelievable that all the things that are going on with baseball concerning steroids, and here's the only test that we found was what he did with 14 bodybuilders.
Yeah.
So it's like...
It's like we don't want to know.
Well, listen, if you're at that age, a high school kid, and you see on TV all this money and all the blah, 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 boy, I'm going to do what I have to do. And I'm not worried about, I don't care. That's how I was. I love football so much that I didn't care. My greatest pleasure would be to maybe at the end of my career, my last game, that I dropped dead on the field.
Wow.
My life was fulfilled in my eyes.
Wow.
But have I learned now, because I almost did drop dead, but now it's payback time. And, yeah. You know, it's getting this awareness out. It's just like your deal here with your heart. I mean, when it hit home, you can do two things. You could just say, forget about it, or you got to start making some changes.
Well, like with all things, Larry, knowledge is power.
Right.
And knowledge and information give people the opportunity to change.
Right. If you don't know, you're not going to change. And seeing an image is a compelling thing. You know, seeing a little squiggly line on an EKG is one thing. Seeing your heart on a monitor and seeing that plaque is a totally different motivating factor.
Yeah, I'm going to put that up again in case some people missed the early part of the show. Here's my heart.
I don't know why we laugh about it, but
really funny.
Like you say, you do have one.
Hey, let's... So. This is a picture that Larry took with EBCT of my heart, and it shows plaque buildup, and it needs to be treated.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I thank you for the warning, really.
Yeah, what's a message that needs to get out, not just to you, but to the world? And that's the impetus behind the book, to get the message out that you could change your life, detect heart disease early with a scan, get on the appropriate medicines if needed, appropriate follow-up, a diet and an exercise program.
This is the one book that can save your life. And again, quoting from our guest, Dick Butkus, the heart scan saved my life. So we have a minute left, gentlemen. Say whatever you want to our audience.
Well, I just think it's something. I played. I was always taken care of by the medical staff. When I left professional football, I was on my own, and I feel great, so forget the test. Especially men. You know, I don't need that. You know, we're all macho, but...
We're all human, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for joining us. Dick Butkus, what an honor to meet you. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you all for joining us for this great show. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.